It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. Kim Mulkey for governor. Sunday's final score in the basketball game, LSU 102, Iowa 85. That now makes four times that Louisiana native and women's college basketball coach Kim Mulkey has led her team to a national title. Mulkey is now a perfect 4-0 when coaching her team in national championship games. She also won two more national titles during her years as a point guard at Louisiana Tech. The fiery 5'4" Mulkey has been a part of six national championship teams, either as a player or the head coach. If you go back to her high school days in Hammond, Louisiana, you'll find out that she tacked on four more state championships. And did I tell you that she was the valedictorian of her high school graduating class? Why, of course. And prior to Sunday's improbable win by LSU, Coach Kim Mulkey had previously led Baylor to national titles in 2005, 2012, and 2019 during 21 years at the Waco, Texas school. In the year Kim Mulkey arrived in Baton Rouge to take the reins of the women's program just 2 years ago, the LSU Lady Tigers had just won 9 games the previous season. And just 2 years later, Coach Kim Mulkey's LSU Tigers team has won 60 games and lost just 8. Woo! This season's national championship team finished the year with a gaudy 34-2 record. LSU's only two losses this year came in games at defending national champion South Carolina and then in the SEC tournament against Tennessee. In the SEC tournament loss to the Vols, LSU blew a 14-point halftime lead and lost that game by 2 points. It was a lesson that they would not forget. LSU won its first four games in this year's NCAA March Madness tournament to reach the Final Four. And the national media had said that LSU had just a 5% chance of advancing within that group to win the final two games and a national title. They were wrong! Coach Kim Mulkey likely made sure that her LSU locker room was well aware that the media did not believe in them. In Friday night's national semifinal, the Lady Tigers took out number 1 seed Virginia Tech 79-72. And in the other semifinal game, number 2 Iowa surprised formerly unbeaten South Carolina 77-73. Once LSU and Iowa advanced to the championship game, the television and media talking heads said that Iowa should be a prohibitive favorite in Sunday's title game. Because if Iowa could take down number 1 South Carolina and end a 2-year winning streak, LSU should be a breeze. After all, Carolina blew out the Lady Tigers 88-64 in Columbia back in February. But the media, as it's prone to do, forgot one very important thing. LSU had Kim Mulkey on the sidelines as their coach, and Iowa did not. Coach Mulkey was not pleased by the lack of point production from LSU's bench players in national semifinal game number 1 against Virginia Tech. The coach challenged her second unit to hit more outside shots as Iowa would likely open up and give LSU plenty of room to shoot. During Iowa's semifinal upset of South Carolina, the Hawkeyes had played a tight zone defense against the much taller Gamecocks. In fact, Iowa packed the lane using 4 very large players and then dared South Carolina's guards to take and make some wide open outside shots. They missed. The strategy worked. Despite being out-rebounded 49-25 in that game by the taller Gamecocks Friday night, Iowa's zone defense completely took Carolina out of its normal scheme. And guards who normally lofted passes down to the big players on the inside could not get the ball to them. The Gamecock guards reluctantly took those wide open shots and missed most of them. South Carolina converted just 4 out of 20 from the 3-point line in their 6-point loss. After Iowa's zone defense maneuver took down number 1 overall seed South Carolina, there was no reason to think that the Hawkeyes would not employ that same strategy against LSU on Sunday in the championship game. After all, the Lady Tigers' outside shooting percentage this year has been a weakness for the team all season. Oddly, some of the players on the LSU women's team felt like Iowa had disrespected South Carolina somehow on Friday night with that zone defense tactic. I totally disagree. You do whatever it takes to win. And Carolina's ability to dominate inside the paint is the reason why they were 32-0 heading into that matchup on Friday against Iowa. LSU coach Kim Mulkey knew that her second unit had some of the team's best outside shooters. Early in the first half of Sunday's championship game, Coach Mulkey pushed the right coaching buttons one more time. She inserted senior guard Jasmine Carson into the ballgame, and Carson responded by having her best game of the season all in the first half. She came off the bench to knock down 5 out of 5 three-point shots as LSU pounced on Iowa early and raced to a surprising 59-42 halftime advantage. A graduate student at LSU, Jasmine Carson had played 2 years at Georgia Tech and 2 more at West Virginia. With 1 final year of eligibility remaining, Carson decided to transfer to LSU. Jasmine Carson had been averaging just 8 points a game coming off the bench this year. Iowa never factored her into their game plan against LSU. And by scoring a season-high 21 points, Clark jump-started the LSU offense just when they needed it the most. Racing off the court with a 17-point halftime lead, LSU's veteran squad quickly remembered their stinging loss to Tennessee just a few weeks ago after losing a double-digit halftime lead. The team refocused on one more half of basketball still to be played to earn that championship ring. As Iowa mounted an early challenge in the second half, another senior transfer guard took over for LSU. A Texas product from Beaumont, Alexis Morris had originally signed to play college basketball for Kim Mulkey when she was at Baylor. Just weeks before the start of Morris's sophomore year at Baylor, Coach Mulkey dismissed her from the Baylor basketball team. A media report later would indicate that Morris had been arrested for assaulting another woman in a dorm room at the school. Said Coach Mulkey, "When I dismissed Alexis from Baylor, it was just a coach's decision, one of those tough ones you have to make. It wasn't that you didn't love her, but it was the right decision. Not just for my team at Baylor at the time, it was the right decision for that young lady." Alexis Morris then transferred to Rutgers in New Jersey. Forced to sit out a year after transferring, she would play sparingly in her 1 season there. And next, she transferred 1 more time and returned to her home state of Texas at Texas A&M. And as a junior with the Aggies, Alexis Morris came off the bench in most games and averaged just 6 points per game in the 2020-21 season. Once Kim Mulkey took the LSU head coaching job in 2021, Alexis Morris let the new coach know that she would like a second chance to come and play for her, and this time it would be in Baton Rouge. Alexis Morris said that Coach Mulkey may have mellowed just a bit at LSU. She said, quote, "One thing I haven't seen change about her is her will to win, how she pushes us and gets the best out of us. Never lets us get the big head. She was definitely way more feisty when I was a freshman at Baylor, though." This year's championship team at LSU featured yet one more transfer that played a key role. Angel Reese has been the center of attention this year for LSU. The Baltimore High School sensation played her first 2 years close to home at the University of Maryland. She watched many of her teammates graduate, though, and transfer to other schools. A highly recruited athlete herself, Reese considered transferring to South Carolina, but came for a visit to Baton Rouge and fell in love with LSU and the program Kim Mulkey was building. What LSU fans didn't realize this year was that their new basketball center was colorful, emotional, and by women's standards, a rather proficient trash talker on the court. Though the Bayou Barbie of Baton Rouge, as she's known for her fashion statements, her feisty attitude on the basketball court had been honed on the playgrounds of inner city Baltimore. And during the final minutes of Sunday's championship game against Iowa, Angel Reese probably went a little too far. She directed a few rather juvenile taunts toward the Iowa All-American player, Caitlin Clark. Now, regardless of whether Caitlin Clark did a similar stunt to a prior opponent, Angel Reese is still responsible for her own actions. She's the one that opted to go lower, and as Mama Swamp Swami often told her boys, two wrongs don't make a right. There's yet another important person at LSU who is thrilled for Coach Kim Mulkey and her national championship basketball team. Sunday's national title served to validate the purple and golden touch of LSU's current director of athletics, Scott Woodward. Woodward signed Coach Mulkey to a long-term contract in 2021, and that deal keeps her at the school through the remainder of this decade. Coach Kim Mulkey earns a base salary of about $2.5 million a year. But with the financial bonuses her contract provides by reaching each successive postseason victory, the LSU women's basketball coach is going to pocket another $500,000 in extra pay very soon. In the past week or two, Kim Mulkey's wardrobe budget has grown exponentially with all this bonus money. Already known for her stylish fashion statements along the sidelines, the LSU basketball coach will reward Baton Rouge basketball fans again next year with another season of her unique styles. After Sunday's national championship, Louisiana native Kim Mulkey has become even more popular than she already was. And if she decided to enter this fall's Louisiana governor's race, I believe that Kim Mulkey would be the odds-on favorite to win it all. And don't laugh, she would be an improvement over many of the state's top officials over the past few decades. In the immortal words of that popular 1970s television philosopher named Mr. T, "I pity the fool who would want to run against her." Congratulations, Tigers. I'm Swamp Swami.